story almost any time. I don't know who's underneath that suit, but I'm gonna talk to you first because the duck can come back. What is your name, please?
Catherine.
And how did you find your way to the stage?
It was hard, but there was a path. There was.
And you found your way up here, and just by chance.
It was chance. It was like Russian roulette, in a way.
Like Russian roulette. Yes. I see. Well, do you know, have you ever seen the Neville Brothers before?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever seen them on tape before?
Yes, I have.
And
I think what
we're going to do, tell me your name again, I'm sorry.
It's Catherine.
Catherine, we have a thing that we call the press box. It's upstairs. And we have some young people up there. Justin Kreutzmann and his friend Gabe is up there. And I understand that we have a camera that is also working upstairs. So in a few minutes, we're going to send it up to the press booth. Now, I want to ask you, have you seen a lady in a silver suit with white hair? Because there have been several people, including the duck, who've come up to me and said that they were directed here by a lady in a silver suit.
Yes, from the Future Blender. She sent me up here.
Now, I don't know what's going on, Catherine. This lady in the silver suit materialized on the stage, and I don't know what purposes she has. I think she's from the future, and I can't tell what the problem is, but I'm glad that you came here to join me. And I think what we'll do right now is cut upstairs to the press box, as I understand that they've managed to get a camera working up there. Let's go up to the press box. Justin, what's going on up there? You and Gabe, what's happening?
Well, Tom, we're just checking out the show from the press box. Great pair of seats, especially for free. So, Gabe, what did you think of the Looters and the Nevilles?
Well, I really love the Nevilles. I've seen them many times. They're one of my favorites. I've never seen the Looters before, but they definitely seem like a hot band.
Yeah, I agree. And we got a few other of our friends here. Here's a Trixie Garcia. Trixie, why don't you introduce your friends and sort of tell how you guys came to be at a Dead show?
This is one of my friends.
I'm Ruby. Hi.
Hi, I'm Freya.
So you guys are pretty young, you know. The Grateful Dead may not be real hip to some people your age. How'd you guys come to the show?
Well, I came because my mom bought me and I wanted to see Trixie. Well, I came with my brother. We drove here from Oregon and I haven't seen Trixie for a long time. I just came.
Very friendly group of people.
I have no choice.
No choice, of course. I can agree. Well, Gabe, you know, we've sort of been around for a few years. How do you think the Grateful Dead scene has changed?
Oh, well, they've definitely, the crowd has grown even more in the past year or so. I've been listening to the Dead for probably 3 or 4 years, and the crowd's always been nice and mellow, and now it's getting bigger and bigger, but everybody seems to be getting along pretty well. I don't know, have you been listening to the Dead for a while? Do you like them?
Well, since birth, I think. I think my first show was like Woodstock, maybe at 3 months.
Yeah, I remember Woodstock.
Yeah,
that was a good show.
Woodstock, yeah.
Yeah, I was in my mom's stomach.
Yeah, I was in the movie. But what do you guys think of all the deadheads and everything? How about Trixie? Your dad is sort of pretty successful. How do you feel about it?
I think it's great. I mean, all the people can enjoy the same thing, you know?
What do you guys think of all the crowds and all the excitement and everything?
Well, some of the crowd are weird.
Weird? Oh, they're not weird. See, look, it's festive. It's festive. Everyone's having fun. Come on, this got to be better than school. So I guess if there's nothing else here, let's go back to Tom.
Thank you, Justin. You did very, very well there. Next time, maybe we'll have you interview someone that you haven't known for 18 years. Right now, she once again materialized, of course, while the camera was off, but. Future lady, your name has come up several times already this evening, and I'm going to have to ask you to answer a few more questions.
I don't know, Tom. That's against the rules.
Well, what rules are these, time lady?
I'm not at liberty to discuss what rules I come here by, but when we check out a time blender, there's an 800 number we can call if we go against the rules, but if they pull the warranty for the trip, I could be prevented from ever coming again.
I see. Now, this is for traveling through time.
That's correct.
But can you make frozen pina coladas in it.
Yeah, but they might wind up in the Holocene age.
I see. Well, as long as we're on the subject of time, and I can't think of anything more relevant to discuss with you, what do you do for fun? What's your favorite time? I mean, you're here at the Grateful Dead concert. Where else do you go since you have all of time to travel through?
Well, about 8,000 years ago, a new island pushed up off the coast of what is now Hawaii.
Oh.
And it made a wonderful hot tub.
Oh, because I love Hawaii now, but there's all these condos and stuff. It must... About what year are you talking about?
About 8,000 years ago from this time.
Ooh, it must have been really choice.
It was a beautiful time.
So did you materialize on the beach somewhere?
Well, actually, it was a favorite destination point for a lot of time travelers a few years ago. But
can you tell us which island it was? I mean, I don't know, maybe the names have changed. Can you tell us some of the features of which Hawaiian island?
That island has already subsided and is gone.
I see.
It's just a reef now with little, pretty little fish swimming around in it.
Okay, future lady, we're just starting to scratch the surface of this time travel thing, but right now I'm told that another machine has come to life and we have a video. Do you have videotape in the future?
No, we don't. We have instantaneous matter transmission. We don't need videotape. Our data recordings is all done by right through the skin, a skin graft. And it's all a holographic, cybernetic. You have them now. I think they're called biomass.
Yes. Well, I suppose if a mistake happened or if machines malfunctioned, you could just travel back in time and correct everything.
That's right. There, that 800 number I was talking to you about.
Can you get that thing to take us back right now, about
yes,
a half an hour?
We could. Wait, I'll push the start.
Wait a minute. We're going to work on the time blender for a minute. Right now, let's see if you can kick that videotape machine and... Let's go for Ask the Band.
I'm from this little town called DeKalb. You were there in 1977, and I hope you're going to come back again. That's my question. Could you come back? And when you come, could Bobby stay at my house?
Sure.
What you got in your refrigerator, sweetheart? Not a bad idea.
DeKalb.
DeKalb, yeah.
There's some college there, I think.
Yeah, we'll be back to DeKalb any day now.
Next week. Soon.
Jerry, I want to know if you wear socks to bed.
Of course.
Me?
Yeah,
yeah, sure. I wear 5 or 6 on one foot.
And nothing on the other one.
Right.
But he paints his toenails on that one. You see, he's got to let it dry, so he hangs.
Guy's got to have a hobby.
So Bob, where, when, if ever, are you going to get trucking straight?
I really want to know.
When, if ever.
It's always straight, isn't it?
It doesn't bother me that much.
There is no
I would dignify that with an answer.
What is the meaning of Giacomo Fino Hanane, Giacomo Finane?
I can answer that. It means fuck the big boss if you don't like what he says.
Or essentially.
It means up yours.
Yeah. No, essentially what
Giacomo
it means
Finane,
is Giacomo Finane. Finane means... you know, it's
doesn't know what he's talking
posterior,
about.
The,
you know,
your elegant posterior, and Giacomo means Giacomo or Giacca is sort of like kiss, and Mo is my, and so figure it out.
Tell him to get off your case.
Yeah, I have a question for the band. What's your favorite drink?
Perrier.
Well, I like to settle back with a nice Manhattan sunrise, which is what was it? Kerosene and green alcohol with a floater of 60 weight oil.
Yeah.
And a dead rat with a nail in it.
Right.
Not a great big
thing.
Norwegian gray, you know, just a little cocktail rat.
Right, a cocktail like rat.
Well, is that a few?
Not a big buck.
Right. Not a great big,
not a buck rat.
Not
you know.
A great big buck Norwegian gray or anything like that. Just a little cocktail rat.
Yeah.
Cocktail rat.
Delicious.
Dan, can I get up there and get a good look at your hardware, please?
Hardware this, buddy.
Oh, I don't know about that. Father, darling, when do I get my car?
Why, I oughta.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from Ask the Band. Just a moment ago, the future lady was standing here, and she disappeared. I don't know where she went, but she asked me to to ask this person, excuse me, what's your name, please?
Grateful Duck.
Grateful Duck, in case you couldn't hear through the bill. Grateful Duck, I have never met you before, but I understand that you're a single duck here tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, I used to be married to San Diego Chicken.
You used to go out with the San Diego Chicken. What happened?
Well, we had a falling out, but got a divorce. It's okay now, because I'm here.
Okay. I was having a little trouble hearing you there, but I heard something about San Diego Chicken and you were divorced. Are you dating anybody now?
Minnesota Vikings.
What, the guy from the Minnesota Vikings? Oh, that's very sweet. Well, of course, we all hope that the Vikings get a playoff spot, but whether they do or not, I don't know. Now, have you ever met the future lady before, or did you just meet her this evening as we have? Yes, that's what I thought. Well, Grateful Duck, I'm going to have to quiz you a little more here backstage. But right now, I think what we're going to do is we have a tape of Mr. Spock doing the Vulcan mind meld on no? The man in the cans here has told me that it's time for Ask the Band. So I guess we're going to go back. We're going to go back to Ask the Band. Ask the Band. Now, Grateful Duck, tell me about this. You and the San Diego Chicken.
I want to know what kind of pets you guys have, and if you could talk a little about them.
We all got lots of dogs. Big,
lots of big
mean dogs.
I have a
Burmese python.
Wow.
You don't have any dogs?
I have a salamander.
No dogs.
And of course, Brent doesn't want to talk about his gerbils.
I have my gerbils.
When Popper sings, why does he like, when he's getting into a song, you know, he sings great. I love his songs, but he always goes, I guess he tightens up his lips like there's something, like he's really tensed out when he's singing. And I don't understand. Why does he do that? Why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
I've always wanted to know, why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
Yeah, why?
Well, listen, I'll work on it. I'll work on
it. It's bugging me, too. It's always bugged me.
He's cleaning his teeth.
I think you should do it more.
I like when you cross your eyes.
Instead of just before it.
Mickey likes when I cross my
I love
eyes,
it.
But I'll bet she doesn't.
We were just married a couple days ago. We went to ask Jerry what's the best advice he can give a couple of newlyweds.
At last.
Don't get married.
It's too late now.
Hey, Bobby, I've seen pictures of you with long hair and trying to look like Donna and trying to look like a girl. I'm just wondering why you do it.
It's a subject I simply just don't want to discuss.
Where was this guy during the 60s? Oh, never mind.
Bob used to look better than a girl.
Like to ask Jerry who picks out his wardrobe for him.
I do. For this year's New Year's.
My designer, Robert.
for this year's New Year's, we thought we'd go with the simple yet elegant black t-shirt adorned by a similarly colored dark corduroy.
Nice and maybe coat hair.
Yeah, we got the black shoes to complete the getup. This was a.
That's get only down,
other,
brother.
The only other choice was his Aztec sun god outfit, and everybody's tired of that.
Yeah.
Hey, like, we have a question.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot. We've been wondering, like, in the future, when the Pentagon's abandoned, like, what should we do with it? What would you guys do with it?
We'll move
recording
in.
Recording studio.
We'll move in.
Bowling it's alley.
We're looking for a new
yeah,
place.
Yeah, it'd make a great bowling alley. You're right on, Bill.
Five lanes.
50 million lanes.
Hey, Jerry, what's the deal with Teresa? Can I take her out?
Hey, Teresa.
Anytime. Anytime.
Take her, she's yours.
Where's Trixie? Did you hear that?
Okay, well, I'm talking to Brent, and I was just wondering how you make those little noises on your keyboards on Cryptical, because I don't know, they're kind of inspiring.
I don't make those noises out of my keyboard. They come out of my mouth.
Jerry, why didn't you send me a Christmas card this year? I sent you 3.
I sent you 9.
Hi, I'm Gus, and I want to know who the Grateful Dead is and why they follow me around everywhere I go.
We know everything there is to know about you, Gus.
Don't worry.
Yes, Gus.
You're the best. Oh, darn it. He found out we were following him.
Oh.
Okay, That was Ask the Band. Right now, I'm told that Gabe and Justin up in the press box have found somebody that they haven't met before. And apparently there's a story breaking up there. Let's head up to the press box. What's happening up there, Justin and Gabe?
Well, Tom, it's pretty exciting. We're standing here with, what's your name?
Edward Johnson.
So how do you like the show, Edward? Do you think they're playing pretty well so far?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the Nevilles for a while. It sounded pretty good. Pretty wild show so far.
Where do you live? Did you drive all the way out here?
Or? Well, I flew in from Minneapolis Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have any trouble getting here?
I was staying with friends of mine, Jim and Jane, Jimmy Oss, and Jane Hartman from Minneapolis.
Be sure to send them all a thank you note.
Chan.
Yeah. Sounds good. Anything you'd like to say for your friends back home?
Yeah, I got some friends at home watching, Mahoney's and whoever, Darren and friends. Hope you're going to enjoy the show. It's great out here.
So you expecting a big, exciting set from the Dead now?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty exciting. Maybe a shakedown to start.
So you think this will be, you think, the best Grateful Dead concert ever?
I didn't hear the question.
You think this will be the best Grateful Dead show ever?
Yeah, right here, yeah, out of the four. It's going to be one of the better ones.
So if it's not, write to him. So tell us something else. Like, what's your fondest memory of a Dead show?
Greatest memory so far? Probably the Watchtower. It's real hot. And Dear Mr. Fantasy. It was incredible. I walked right down behind Brent and watched Brent and Jerry play the Fantasy. It was incredible. It's real good sound in here, and hopefully I'll be wild tonight. It's surround us all.
Yeah, well, you know. So, what would you suggest to the band? If they could do anything different, what would you suggest?
So long, Minneapolis. Enjoy the show, country.
So, thanks, Edward. Now back to Tom.
Justin and Gabe, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're doing so well. But I managed to find at least a couple girls to talk to. Girls, let's just start out with the basic stuff because the band isn't anywhere near the stage yet. And this is called vamping. But I want to start out with your names.
My name's Tess Felix.
Tess Felix. How am I going to remember that? Hang on. Okay. And your name?
Nancy Clark.
And Nancy Clark. Okay, Tess and Nancy, you know each other?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right, they agree so far. How'd you get backstage?
Our friend Lope, he's working on the video.
Oh, Lope, yeah. He didn't have any tickets for me. And you know Lope too?
Yes.
Okay, Lope's on our crew here, our crack crew. I think he's the actual guy who plugged the plug back into the wall. Well, how many, are you guys deadheads?
I'm a Neville head.
You're a Neville head. Well, that's novel. We're glad to have you here because, of course, the place is filled with deadheads. And it's nice to get a break every once in a while because everyone wants to know what they're going to play. But at least you can talk about something else, right?
Right.
So tell us about the Nevilles because everybody at home is into the Grateful Dead and stuff. And I'll hand it to either one of you girls. Tell us something about the Nevilles before the Grateful Dead come on. What do you know about them?
I think she knows a lot more about them than I do.
Well, we'll see about that. Tell us something that we don't know already.
Well, they're just really great. They're from New Orleans.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Now, well, let's get below it. Have either one of you ever dated a member of the Nevilles?
No, but I'd like to date Aaron.
And Aaron is the guitar player?
No, he's the singer.
Oh, he's the singer.
One of the lead singers.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe we can get someone to introduce you to him.
That'd be nice.
Maybe, in fact, if he's backstage listening to this now, Tess here would like to talk to you. You know, just something discreet, maybe a little glass of wine in the backstage area that Bill Graham has provided, of course, complimentary beverages for everybody on the video crew tonight. So, girls, I want you to know that you should go backstage and look for the Nevilles. And look for Bill Graham too, and thank him for the wonderful evening that he's provided for us. Now, have you ever been to a Grateful Dead concert before?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, the answer is no to that because you'd remember, I'm sure.
We haven't been.
You haven't been to a Grateful Dead concert. Well, you know about that they take, yeah. Girls, I'll tell you about the Grateful Dead in just a second here. Right now, moments ago, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that our radio audience has joined us. At about 400 stations all across the country, the DIR FM stereo stations. We'd like to welcome all of our radio listeners. You're missing, of course, a great visual treat, folks at home, but the band is about to come on stage, and it won't make that big a difference. I don't think I'm on camera anymore. The little red light went out. Well, in that case, we're going to look toward the stage now. I'm going to have to give you a thrilling word picture. Girls, you can help me if you want. We'll look back there now. I didn't see anybody in the band back there, but the audience is going nuts. Oh, there's Lopi, your friend down there. Oh, there's Weir. He's on the stage. Thank God. There's Jerry. He's, of course, toking on a Paul Mall. That's about it these days. We're going to let him tune up, though. You know, you don't want to pressure these guys. Grateful Dead don't respond to that, see? Would have been nice if they had been on 10 minutes ago, but, you know, it's their show. And the crowd here knows it. Okay, folks, let's just send it to the stage. I don't have anything left to say. I want to hear some music. Enjoy it, folks.